actually, this is a verse in the Bible.
啊，想考考大家一下。
And I would like to test everyone.
啊，记载在哪里？
And where is this recorded?
有没有人知道？啊，我们可以看《哥林多前书》。
First Corinthians.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
的三十一节。
Verse 31.
那要读三十一节，我们可能就要从这个二十九节念起。
And before we read, let's read verse 29.
二十九节，哥林多前书十二章二十九节。
First Corinthians 12, verse 29.
岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？三十节。
Verse 30.
岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是分方言的吗？三十一节。
31.
你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。我们看十三章的第一节。
13 verse 1.
我若能说万能的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了名的锣响的拔一般。第二节。
2.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。第三节。
Verse 3.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，叫人焚烧，却没有爱，人难与我无异。第四节。
Verse 4.
爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。第五节。
Verse 5.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。第六节。
Verse 6.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。第七节。
Verse 7.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。第八节。
Verse 8.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之人终必归于无有，说方言之人终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。第十节。
Verse 10.
等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。十一节。
Verse 11.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。十二节。
Verse 12.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，就如同主知道我一样。十三节。
Verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。十四章第一节。
14 verse 1.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。在这里提到保罗对更多教会信徒所说的话。
And here records the words that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
在更多教会，他们很多的这个纷争骄傲。
And in the church of Corinth, there was a lot of division and pride.
那他们呢，有很多人也喜欢说表现自己自己好像也很有恩赐的。
And many people want to show off their gifts.
那么保罗就用道理来辅导他们。
And here Paul is using the word the words of God to guide them.
他告诉他们说，不可能每一个人都可以做使徒还是行神迹奇事。
And he says that not all people can become apostles and be workers of miracles.
如果每一个人做传道的话，那么谁要来奉献？
And if everyone was to become pastors, then who would be able to offer?
那每一个人行神迹奇事的话，那么可能大家会很闲着，没事做因为这个病倒一光了。
And if everyone did miracles, then people would complain that there would be nothing to do.
所以不可能每一个人啊都可以就是翻方言啊行神迹奇事。
And not everybody, so not everyone will be able to have miracles or prophesy.
31节保罗就告诉他们说，其实啊，我要告诉你一个最妙的道。
And in verse 31, Paul tells them that they want to that he wants to show them the most excellent way.
那这个最妙道呢，是比那个刚才讲的那个做使徒啊、行神迹奇事啊，还要更好。
And this most excellent way is better than being workers of miracles.
那这个最妙道是什么呢
？And what is this?
啊，如果我们看十三章，从第一节看到最十三节。
And if we look at chapter 13, verse 1 to 13,
这最妙的道啊，就是爱。
And we can see that the most excellent way is love.
凡是我们所做的一切，这出于爱，这是所谓最妙的道。
And that whatever we do, if there is love, and then that's the most excellent way.
所以二十九这个更多前书十二章，二十九节到三十节是所谓的引言呢。
And so, First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29.
到三十节。
Oh, to 30.
是引言 introduction.
Oh, is the introduction.
那三十一节呢是这个所谓的中心思想。
And
最妙的道。
And the 30, and from verse 31, is the thesis.
那十三章呢其实整十三章都在讲最妙的道。
And actually, the whole of chapter 13 is talking about the most excellent way.
那十三章可以分成三段。
And chapter 13 can be divided into three parts.
第一节十三章第一节到第三节是讲到爱的重要性。
And from verse 1 to 3 is talking about the importance of love.
那从第四节一直到第八节的上半段是讲到什么是爱。
And from verse 4 to the beginning of verse 8 talks about what is love.
那从第八节下半段一直到十三节是讲到为什么爱是最大的。
And from the end of verse 8 to verse 13 is telling about why love is the most important.
那十四章的第一节是个结论。
And verse 14, chapter 14 verse 1 is the conclusion.
所以我们来看第一点，就是从第一节到第三节这爱的重要性。
So let us look at the first point, which is from verse 1 to 3, which is the importance of love.
那这个爱的重要性，保罗用三节三件事情来形容爱的重要。
And from Paul uses three examples in these three verses to show how love is important.
第一节是说，我若能说万能的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一般。
And in verse 1 it says, If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
我不知道大家认为不认为是不是真的。
And I don't know if you guys believe that this is true.
如果我没有爱的话，那我所唱的赞美是很美啊，为什么是说是噪音呢？
And if we feel that, if we sing that, sing and that is very beautiful, how can it sound like the resounding gong or a clanging cymbal?
可是圣经上是说是噪音啊，是鸣的锣响的钹一样啊，乒乒乓乓的。
And it's however in the Bible we see that it sounds like a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
这里是最主要是在讲说，如果我们人在说话没有爱的话，在心里面不是出于爱在说的，那么对神来讲是噪音。
So it's actually saying that if we do not have love, then what we're saying, if we do not have love in our hearts, then what we are saying is like noise to God.
可是这不会否定到说我们讲的是是不是有没有是不是有没有内容。
And it has nothing to do with if there is content.
Yeah. 比如说好了。
For example,
如果有一个人没有爱心，他犯罪，犯严重罪。
So, for example, if a person did not have love and they commit a great sin,
后来他去唱赞美诗，后把它录起来。
And they sing a hymn, they record a hymn that they sing.
后来另外一个有爱心的去唱赞美诗，把它录起来。
And another person with love and they sing a hymn and they record that.
那请问我们可以听得出来说哪个有爱心的吗
？And can we hear which one had love?
可能很难听得出来。
And actually, it is very difficult.
根本我们不知道说那个人唱的是不是有没有犯罪。
Because we cannot tell if that person had committed sin.
所以，可是他只要唱这个低音高音唱的正确，那这个他就可以把这个诗歌里面的东西啊，唱给让人家了解，可以让人家感动。
So as long as a person sings all the right notes, and then they can move people.
所以那是诗歌本身在造就人，不是那一个人的内在在造就人。
And so that would be the hymn that is touching other people, not the person itself.
同样的讲道也是一样。
In the same way, sermon speaking is the same.
很多人在这里讲，也不一定每个人都出于爱心。
And the people who give sermons might not all have love.
有些人可能会自我表现，说不定。
And some people might do it for show.
好，那可是听到的人，有些人也是说，听到得到造就啊。
And however, the people who listen to it may still feel that moved by it.
可是那是神的话本身在造就人，而不是我们自己。
But that is the word of God that is touching people and not ourselves.
就很简单了，就是说一个罪人没有爱心的人，还有一个爱心的人在读圣经，把它录起来，后来我们放来听。
And if we record a person, one person who has committed sin and has no love, and a person who has love, and both of them are reading the Bible.
后来放来听。
And if we play it for people to hear.
你会觉得说没有什么差别啊，只是听了就神的道，我听了就有造就了。
And we would feel that there would be no difference. We would feel both feel edified by it.
可是如果这个人很有口才，可是在神面前他没有爱心的话。对神来讲，他是个噪音。
So if a person had great charisma, but they had no love, then they would become just noise in front of God.
那也值得我们来思考。我们常常唱赞美诗啊、祷告啊、说话啊、跟人在说话，很多是不是出于爱心呢
？So in our prayer, our hymn singing, or when we are conversing with other people, do we have love?
没有爱心就成了噪音了。
So if there's no love, then
在神面前。
Then in front of God, then it becomes noise.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
保罗说，我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
Verse 2, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing.
如果我们教会有这种人啊，在教会可以懂很多奥秘。
And if we have a person in church who understands a lot of the mysteries,
你问他一百个问题，他回答了全部一百个，让你觉得很满意，觉得很有造就。
And if we ask them a hundred questions, and they all answer it 100%.
而且如果我们有困难，我们找他，请他帮忙代祷，他祷告一祷告，事情就成就了。
And we ask them to pray for us, and then when they pray for us, the problem is solved.
甚至他可以移山啊，他的祷告可以移山。
And if their prayer can move mountains.
想想看，这种的人在我们教会会是成样什么样的人呢？
So we'll think about what kind of person this would be in church.
他绝对是教会的柱石。
And he would be a very...
The church, the pillar of the church.
Oh, he would be a pillar of the church.
因为真的对教会很大贡献，可以带领教会指导信徒，而且有能力解决问题。
And because they have the power to understand the mysteries, and they have able to help the believers solve their problems.
可是呢，圣经说，如果他没有爱啊，他在神面前啊，算不得什么。
However, in the Bible it says that if they do not have love, then it amounts to nothing.
在神面前算不得什么。
Oh, in front of God, that means nothing.
意思说啊，他像尘土一样啊，神不纪念。
And it would be just like any other person that God would not glorify.
Will not remember.
Oh, will not remember.
那圣经上啊，主耶稣讲到末世啊，说主啊主啊，有很多人喊主。
And in the Bible says that many people will cry, Lord, Lord.
那圣经上回答说，主回答说啊，我根本不认识你。
And God replies that I do not know you.
因为他们是算不得什么。
Because they will not be remembered by God.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
第三节。
Third verse.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身啊，叫人焚烧啊，却没有爱啊，仍然与我无益。
Verse 3, if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing.
可能有人会想说，怎么会有人舍奉献啊，舍己啊，可没有爱。
And we may think that how can a person who surrender their body and have not love?
我们来看一下马太福音，我们放个书签在这里。
Let's bookmark this passage.
我们来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse
1. 马太福音第六章的第一节。
Matthew 6 verse
1. 马太福音第六章第一节。
Matthew 6 verse 1.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。我们读到这里。这里提到说，有一些人在做善事，在给予的时候，其实他不是出于爱心，他是要给别人看见，得到名誉。
And here it records people who do acts of righteousness that are not doing it, but are doing it just to be seen by men.
今天有很多政治家，他们在做事情，也是在给别人看得见。
And many times, people do things so that other people can see them.
Politicians.
Oh, politicians.
那还有一些人呢，对面子还是对以后的，每个人都会死，可是他就是想要留名呢，所以他会做一些事情，盖医院，不知道盖什么，后来盖图书馆，后来这个名字就永远留下来。
And some people want to leave their legacies, so they build hospitals or libraries with their names on it.
那现在也是有很多人像那种所谓的恐怖分子，对不对？他们可以炸弹放在身上，对不对？跑去人当中，把自己炸死了。
And there are terrorists who strap bombs onto their bodies and they go into people and they blow up.
可是他们做呢，是不是出于爱啊？是要报仇。
And they do this out of not for love but for revenge.
那圣经上说呢，如果这些人做这一切不是出于爱，真的爱神的话，爱人。那么其实呢，圣经上说，与我无异啊，得不到什么东西。我们从神的从那边得不到什么。
So if this, so in the Bible it says that if they do these things but have no love, then they will gain nothing from God.
可是他们当然这些人在世上啊，得很多啊，得到人的赞美，得到人的纪念，讲很多了。可是，在神面前呢？没有东西。
So in on this earth, if they do these things, they may gain fame or become well known, but in front of God, they will have nothing.
所以第一节到第三节其实讲爱的重要，就是说我们不管是我们所说的、我们所拥有的，还是我们所奉献的，都是要出于爱。
So in the first part, it's talking about that in what we say and what we do and what we.Or what we have, it is we must have love.
如果我们所说不出于爱，我们是噪音。
Because if what we say does not have love, then it becomes just noise.
如果我拥有什么，可是不是出于爱的话，我算不得什么。那些这么有恩赐的东西，可是我在神面前还是零呢。
And if I have a lot of gifts, but if I have no love, then in front of God, I'm nothing.
那我所拥有的，可是不是出于爱在做的。我得不到什么益处，从神那边。
And the things that they possessed and or they sacrificed, but in front of God, if there's no love, then in front of God, they gain nothing.
所以我们可以看到爱的重要性。
So we can see the importance of love.
那么圣经有一个人，我们可以看得很清楚他所做的一切都出于爱。
And in the Bible, it records a person. We can see very clearly that what they do is with love.
这不是理论，的确有人做过。
And this is not an example, there's actually a person who actually did this.
就是路德。
And that is Ruth.
如果我们有读过路德从第一章到第四章，你会觉得说这个路德真的很美，因为他所做的一切都是出于爱。
And if we read the whole book of Ruth, we'll find that the things that Ruth did were very beautiful because what she did it with love.
她跟随她的婆婆去犹大地是出于爱。
And she went with her grandmother, to her mother-in-law, to her mother-in-law's land was with love.
圣经上记载说，他舍路德舍不得离开这个拿俄米。
And in the Bible, it says that Ruth was unwilling to leave Naomi.
那他的先生的太太就是 Orpah， 他 后来离开了，不照顾这个拿俄米。
And we know that her other sister-in-law Orpah did not stay with Naomi.
她没有因此埋怨，她也是用爱心来背负着。
And she did not hold grudges.
她的软弱就是她的就是 sister-in-law 的软弱。
And she did not hold grudges, but rather she made up for Orpah's weaknesses.
那么她到了犹太地，用爱心来照顾拿俄米。
When she reached the land of Canaan, then she took great care of Naomi.
她也用爱心来尊敬拿俄米。
And she used love and had respect towards
Naomi.
当
她出门的时候，她问拿俄米可不可以这样做。
And when she was going to leave the house, she would ask Naomi if she could leave.
那她去外面收取麦穗，也是不是为了她自己？最主要不是为她自己。如果为她自己的话，可以嫁给别人。她是为她的这个拿俄米婆婆在工作。
And when she went to gather barley, she did it not for herself because she could actually remarry, but rather she did it for Naomi.
她用爱来服侍。
And she used love in her servitude.
最后她用爱来顺服拿俄米。
And she used love to submit to Naomi.
因为拿俄米给她一些建议，可是对一个女人来讲是相当的难，因为拿俄米叫路德说要向波阿斯求婚。
And because Naomi actually asked Ruth to propose to Boaz.
她在爱心里面顺服这个拿俄米，跟她说啊，你凡所说的，我会都去做。
And this is actually a very difficult task, but she was willing to submit to Naomi and say that what she wish I will do.
所以她所做的一切都神看到了，也得到纪念了，她也得到奖赏。
So these things that she did was remembered by God, and she was blessed.
这是第一点。
And this is the first point.
我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是讲爱是什么。
And the second point talks about what is love.
那么其实这个可以用不同的角度来看。
And for this point, you can look at it from many different angles.
其实呢，这个爱是什么？其实神就是用这种爱来爱着我们。
And in the same way, God actually uses his love to love us.
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to John, chapter 1, verse 4.
约翰一书 ,First John, chapter 4, yeah.
First John, 4, verse 8.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
First John, 4, verse 8.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
First John, 4, verse 8. Verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
这里告诉我们说神是爱。
Here it tells us that God is love.
如果我们不认识怎么去爱，其实我们就不认识神。
And if we do not know how to love, then we do not know God.
那我们翻回来这个更多前书十三章的第四节。
And if we turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
第四节
verse 4,
我们刚等到那个经节，我们可以把说爱啊画个等号，就是神。
And we can say that love equals God.
所以我们可以在这里念啊，看看是不是神这样对待我们。
And we can see if we can read it, so see if God does shows this to us.
神是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
God is patient. God is kind.
的确啊，神是慈爱、忍耐又恩慈对待我们。通常不是我们对人来讲说他对我不好，我就没办法忍耐，也不能没有恩慈。可是神是又可以忍耐，又可以有恩慈对待我们。
And here it says, it is actually true that God is patient and that He is kind, and that He actually shows this to us.
下句话说，神是不嫉妒。
And God does not envy.
神不会说，哎，你比我好啊，我嫉妒你。
And God will not say that, oh, you're better than me, I am envious.
主耶稣也提到说，以后使徒呢，信徒行的神迹奇事还会比他还大。
And he actually says that the miracles that the disciples will do will be greater than his own.
下句话我们说是神是不自夸的。
And the next is God does not boast.
你看世界上有做事情的话，很多人就留个纪念碑。
And if you look at it, the people in this world, many times they want to leave a reminder.
statues.
Oh, statue.
可是呢，神创造宇宙万物啊，没有到处贴个牌子说这是我的，神的。
And when God created the heavens and the earth, He did not put a sign saying that this is mine.
啊，爱是啊，神是不张狂的。
And
神不张狂 ，is not proud.
Oh, God is not proud.
啊，我们的主耶稣基督啊，是神道成肉身，生在马槽里面。
And Jesus Christ was born in a manger.
啊，他不是出生在国王家里面。
And he was not born in a king's palace.
啊，神是不做害羞的事。
And God, it is not rude.
啊，神不求自己益处。
God is not self-seeking.
啊，他常常的是求我们的益处。
And many times he seeks after our
benefits.
Benefits.
说甚至呢，他愿意舍己来让我们得到益处。
And he is even willing to sacrifice for our benefits.
神也不轻易发怒，也不计算人的恶。
And God is not easily angered, and God keeps no record of wrongs.
神不喜欢不义，神只喜欢真理。
God does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
哎，神也是凡事包容啊，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐啊。
God always protects, always trusts, always hope, always perseveres.
最后啊，神是永不止息的。
And the last is that
神是永久长存的。
And the last is that God never fails.
啊，所以我们可以用这个角度来看神，神怎么爱我们。
And we can see it from this angle to see how God loves us.
那我们在读这个经节的时候，我们要来思考我们在哪一点啊，我们缺少了。
And we need to use this to examine ourselves to see where we are lacking.
真的很希望说以后呢，啊，有些人会觉得说，哎，园林教会啊，真的是哦，是啊。原教会是很久忍耐又有恩慈。
And in the future, we want people to say that the Garden Grove Church is patient and it is kind.
还是啊，某某人啊，啊，很久忍耐又有恩慈，又不嫉妒，有全部的爱的这一切特性。
Or that a person is patient and is kind and it has all the characteristics of this love.
所以我们常常在生活当中啊，神教导我们，我们可以审查自己，哎，我做这个事情是不是嫉妒人呢？还是我做这事情是不是骄傲了？
So, we should examine ourselves to see if the actions that we do are out of envy or is it because we're proud.
那么在圣经里面有一个人，我觉得值得我们效法，我很受他感动。
And a person, and I have a character in the Bible who I feel that is a great example for us.
啊，就是巴拿巴。
And that is Barnabas.
啊，圣经上说巴拿巴是个好人。
And in the Bible it says that Barnabas is a good person.
如果没有巴拿巴的话，可能圣经的历史要重写。
And if there was no Barnabas, then the history of the Bible might have to be rewritten.
啊，因为当保罗啊要来信，已经信了神了以后，回到教会啊，没人呐相信他。
Because when Paul believed in was converted and he went to the church, no one believed him.
只有巴拿巴啊相信他，把他带进来。
And it was only Barnabas who believed that Paul had changed and brought him into the church.
后来保罗在耶路撒冷待不住了，因为别人要杀他，教会要没办法保护他。
And later on, Paul could no longer stay in the church in Jerusalem because people wanted to kill him.
那所以他跑去大树。
So he went to
Tarsus.
Yeah, and he went to Tarsus.
那么巴拿巴没有忘记他，当他去安提阿的时候，他找花时间去找这个保罗找出来。
And Barnabas did not forget him, and when they when he went to Antioch, he went to go search out Paul.
那也训练他，跟他同工。
And he went to train Paul and to work with him.
到最后呢，我们可以看到说，保罗一个成为一个神很用的一个工人。
And we can see that later on, Paul became a great worker for God.
而且写了这个新约十三封书信。
And he wrote these 13 letters in the New Testament.
所以如果没有巴拿巴这种爱心的话，那可能这个我们今天不会看到保罗写十三封书信，可能是别人在写十三封书信了。
So if Barnabas had not shown love to Paul, then there might not have been Paul's 13 letters. It might have been written by someone else.
那不止这样子。保罗，巴拿巴也给马可啊再一次机会，也训练他。
And also, Barnabas was able to give Mark another chance.
在有一次的旅程当中呢，马可在他跟他们在一起，可是路途中他就跑回家去了。
And Mark was actually traveling with them, but in the middle of it, he went back home.
可是巴拿巴还是主张了说我们要带他一起来训练他。
However, Barnabas still wanted to take Mark with him to train him.
最后马可呢成为这个马可福音的作者。
And later on, Mark would become the writer of Mark.
我们可以看到说，因为有巴拿巴这个人。借着爱心呢，真的提拔了、训练了一个两个很好的功能出来。
So we can see that through Barnabas's love, he was able to train two very great workers for God.
今天我们有很多年轻人在教会里面。
And today we have many young people in this church.
有时候我们觉得说这些年轻人好像不成器啊，跟他讲一些事情，他就有时候吊儿郎当的，没有把事情做好。
And many times we may believe that these young people in church are not mature and they may not finish the work that they started.
那我们会不会我们有没有那个巴拿巴那种心呢？不是说气他说他坏就结束了，而是要像巴拿巴错在哪里就说好好的来带他训练他起来。
And many times we should examine see if we're like Barnabas who does not just tell them that they did wrong but rather he helped them and taught them to be better.
所以我们都很希望说有一些人真的会给我们是机会而且训练我们使我们做得更好。
And we would hope that people would give us chances so that we can do a better job.
我们可以做这些事情。
And we can do
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
从第三点是从第八节下半段到十三节。
And it's from verse 8 to verse 13.
是讲到爱是最大，在十三节。
And it talks about how in verse 13 it says that love is the greatest.
那为什么爱是最大的
？And why is the greatest love is why is love the greatest？
不是说信啊、望啊不重要，在十三节。
And it is not that faith and hope are not important.
而是保罗用这个时间来看的话，信和望有一天会过去。
And if we look at chrono in time, faith and hope will one day pass.
可是爱是永远长存的。
However, love is forever.
因为当主耶稣来临的时候
，Because when Jesus Christ comes,
你也不用听这个胡传道在讲道了。
And we will no longer need to listen to Pastor Hu.
也不需要有什么梁传道、胡传道、周传道什么哪个传道了，没有什么传道了。
And we would no longer to need to listen to any pastors.
因为当我们看到主耶稣的时候，那种感受、那种了解，比任何人讲道还要清楚。
So because once we see Jesus Christ, the understanding that we have towards him will be inferior, will be more than any other.
所以我们要了解，其实现在呢，什么传道、负责人、长老、执事啊，其实到天国没有这回事了。我们都是弟兄姐妹。
So we must know that pastor, deacons, and elders that they don't exist in heaven, and that in heaven there are only brothers and sisters.
那你有人会说，不是吧？启示录不是有24位长老吗
？And we'll say that no. In Revelations, aren't there 24 elders?
那个24位长老其实是指的，信徒在世啊，不是指的以后还会有长老在上面呢。
And these elders are referring to
the believers
on earth, and it's not in heaven.
所以我们其实有这种了解，其实我们从今后呢要过着爱的生活。
So now that once we have this understanding, we must live a life of love.
我们不要把教会的这些职位啊，什么长老、执事、传道、负责人，好像当成一个。这个好像在爬阶梯一样啊，好像越爬越高，好像做官的，不是这个意思。
We should not treat the positions of elder, deacon, or council member as like
corporate ladder.
Oh, as a corporate ladder.
对我来讲啊，我很喜乐的啊。 对待弟兄姐妹像弟兄姐妹，我也希望弟兄姐妹对待我像弟兄姐妹，而不是做对待我像传道。
And I actually want to treat all of the brothers and sisters as brothers and sisters, and I hope that brothers and sisters will treat me as a brother as well.
有一些人，我不知道，有时候有些人不是把我当成弟兄来看待，是把我当成传道来看待，我觉得这样不好。
And some people see me as a pastor and not as a brother as well.
如果有人要把我对待像传道也没问题，可是最主要的是我是弟兄。
And even though they may see me as a pastor, it's okay, but I am still a brother.
因为哪天我不是传道，我还是你的弟兄啊。
Because one day when I'm no longer a pastor, I'm still your brother.
我们还是照样的啊，可以去外面吃饭，我可以付钱。
And we can still go out to eat, and I will pay.
那么有个故事这样说。
And a story goes.
有一个英国王后回到家里。
And there was a queen in England who went home.
那她进到她寝室的时候，门是锁着。
And he went into his home, and she went into her home, and it was locked.
她敲敲门。
And she knocked on the door.
那这个先生在里面说是谁啊
？And her husband answered, "Who is that?"
她说王后。
And she said, "The queen."
后来奇怪，怎么没有开门？
And she wonders why did the door not open?
So 他在敲敲门。
So she knocked on the door again.
他说是谁啊
？And he asked who is there.
啊，这皇后很聪明。
And the queen was very smart.
他说是你太太。
And she said that your wife.
Oh, okay, 可以啊，太太，可以欢迎进来。
And so and then he quickly opened the door. It's like okay.
啊，这故事告诉我们什么？
So what does the story tell us?
到了家里，不管我们，如果我们是老板娘啊，在外面啊，回到家里啊，还是我们是这个总裁啊，在公司里面，到了家里啊，我们是太太，我们不是总裁啊。
So this tells us that in the home we no longer are
CEO.
Oh, so we're no longer this CEO.And we're just a wife.
有没有人想要回到家里，还是好像我是这个太太都是 CEO 的话，总裁，那我不是员工吗
？So and if the wife was still the CEO, then wouldn't the husband be the worker?
所以我们要了解，我们回到家里了，神的家就是我们的家。
So we must understand that God's house is our home.
我们不应该把那外面那一套。我是什么官位、什么职位的？你要听我的。
So we must not bring our status from the world into his home.
那对我来讲呢？当然，这个你们听听就做参考好了。
And so I will say for you guys to meditate.
对我来讲，我上台是传道，下台是弟兄。对我来讲了。
And for me, when I'm on the podium, I'm the pastor. But when I am not on
the floor, I'm a brother.
And on the floor, I'm a brother.
因为是家嘛。
Because it is home.
我是做我的责任，我每任何人上台都是传道。
And because it is my responsibility as to be a pastor.
不是任何人上来都是传道。
And whoever comes onto the podium is the pastor.
可是下面去，我不是说嘿，听我的，我是传道。
And when I'm not on the podium, then I will not be say that. Listen to me. I am the pastor.
我们都彼此用神的话来沟通。
So we must use the word of God to communicate with one another, and that we can communicate with one another.
我记得有我在伯恩教会那时候在伯恩教会的时候，好十几年前。
And I remember when I was at Bowen Park Church 10 something years ago.
那我对有一户人家很熟。
And I was familiar with a person.
熟到呢，有一天啊，这个一个他家里一个小妹妹。
And we're familiar to the point that there was a little girl in their house.
差不多十一岁左右，十二岁左右。
And she was about 11 or 12.
他说：“哎，这样子啊，我们来称兄道弟啊，你是我的。”堂哥，说叫我说我是 她要我说我把她当成妹妹，她把我当成哥哥来看待。
And she wanted me to pretend that I was her older brother.
不是 pretend 啊，就是说在世上有人就说称呼你说，有些仪式嘛，那你就是我的哥哥啦。
Oh,
那我是你妹妹啊。
Oh, she wanted me to say that she was her brother.
Yeah.
And that I was, and she was my little sister.
那我听完后我觉得很奇怪。
And I thought this was very odd.
因为我已经就是把你看成妹妹了啊，我们是一家庭啊，你怎么好像说还不够啊，还要用世上那一套说我们要称兄道弟。才算哥哥妹妹。
And I felt that this is odd because I felt that we were already brother and sister, and why must we put a label of this world on it?
所以，这个第三段呢，其实教导我们用在我们生活上，就是我们要对彼此对待像家人一样。
So in the third part, tells us that we must be like family members to one another.
啊，如果没有这样对待，怎么会去到天国呢？去对待别人。
And if we are, do not do this, then how will we
go to heaven?
Go to heaven.
那最后结论。
And lastly, the conclusion.
十四章的第一节。
14:1.
啊，保罗跟他们说，你们要追求爱。
And Paul tells them that we must pursue after love.
也要切慕属灵的恩赐。
And to desire spiritual gifts.
啊，其中更羡慕，更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
And especially the gift of prophecy.
啊，在这里这三句这三段话，啊，告诉我们这个保罗的用意。
And in these three points conclusions, it tells us Paul's purpose.
他把爱啊放第一。
And he puts love first.
我们要追求爱。
And we must seek after love.
如果没有爱啊，有很多恩赐啊。我们算不得什么。
And if we do not have love, and we have all these spiritual gifts, then it means nothing.
我们所奉献的一切其实对我们没有什么帮助。
And what we offer means nothing.
那有爱了，那么下一个叫追求恩赐。
And so after we have love, then we can seek after spiritual gifts.
那这样子恩赐才会发挥最大的极限。
And we'll give
我们才会发挥这个恩赐的，我们才可以发挥这个恩赐，
and,
才会造就人。
And so, and it is only through spiritual gifts that we can come to edify other people
with love.
With love.
啊，我就讲个比喻好了。
For example,
啊，就像一个人啊，这个爱就像一个人很会煮菜，有很多技术，很多知识。
And for it would be like a person who knows how to cook.
那这个恩赐呢，就像这个。碗筷啊，盘子啊，这个什么 wok 锅子。
And so the spiritual gifts would be like the utensils and
wok.
And wok.
虽然没有好的这个锅子，可是它技术很好，也可以煮出很好吃的菜。
So even though even if they have great skill in cooking and they do not have this wok.
可是还可以煮很好吃。
They can still make very delicious food.
当然可以更好吃啦，可是就是没有那个锅子，可是最少还是很好吃。
So even though they're able to, even though they do not have this wok, they're still able to make very good food.
那我们也知道说，有一些人有很好的锅子，很有钱，买很多上高级的锅子，可是他不会煮饭。
So and even though and another person would, another example would be if a person had the best woks and utensils, but they don't know how to cook.
那我知道有些新的太太先结婚婚后不会煮饭，器具都有了，很好的，可是煮来都有时候烧焦了，不然饭太咸了。
And we know that a lot of newly wed wives, they even though they don't know how to cook.
好，所以我们可以看到说爱的重要性，其实爱呀。比那恩赐还要重要。
We can see that love is more important than spiritual gifts.
可是不是说恩赐不重要。
And it is not that spiritual gifts are not important.
那我们要追求属于恩赐啊，保罗说我们要追求这个先知讲道。
And Paul says that when we're desiring spiritual gifts, we should especially seek after the gift of prophecy.
因为对他们来讲，他们很需要这方面的恩赐。
And it is because that they really need this gift.
那今天在教会也是这样子。
And in the same way in the church today.
有时候要排人讲道啊，找不到人了，有时候。
And that when we're many times when we're scheduling people to give a sermon, there's not enough people.
那最后可能有人会问我说，这的确爱很重要，我们要追求爱。
And some people may ask because love is very important.
那我该怎么做？所以我凡事所做的都是出于爱呢
？So what do we do so that whatever we do is with love?
用两个经节来回答这个问题。
And I will use two verses to
answer
this question.
第一个，我们看罗马书第五章第五节。
Let's turn to Romans 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans 5 verse 5.
我们怎么做一切事都出于爱？我们看罗马书第五章第五节。
And so that we will know that what we can do so that whatever we do is with love. Let's look at Romans 5 verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱啊浇灌在我们心里。请念一次。
Oh, 5. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us.
如果我们觉得说我没办法做出来 把爱行出来，这可能就是告诉我们说我们其实缺少祷告。
And if we're not able to show our love, then it may be that we're lacking in prayer.
我们祷告要更加迫切，更加深入，更花的更多的时间。
And we must spend more time in prayer. And
因为圣灵会把神的爱浇灌我们心中，改变我们。
Because God will move the Holy Spirit to give us love in our hearts.
那第二点，我们来看一下这个约翰福音十五章。
John chapter
十五章十二节。
John 15 verse 20。
十二节。
Oh, verse 12。
约翰福音十五章十二节。
John 15 verse 12。
约翰福音十五章十二节。
John 15 verse 12。
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
好，让我们常常把这句话放在我们心里面。
And we must put this verse into our hearts.
不只是把它背起来，也常常在我们生活上重复着，提醒我们自己。
And it is not only to read to read this verse, but also to put it in practice in our life.
让我们来常常思想神怎么爱我。
And to meditate upon how God has loved us.
所以我们可以所做的一切啊，也出于爱来爱我们周围的人。
So that we can use this love to love the people around us.
那我们同时也彼此的互相的提醒。
And so that we can remind each other.
用这个经节互相提醒。
And through this verse to remind us.
所以让我们所做的一切啊，都是出于爱。
And so that whatever we do is with love.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
五十三首。
53.